Kuya, what's going on, brother? I appreciate you doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate also that you invite me.
Of course, man. So where are you calling me from?
I'm from Philippines.
What part of the Philippines are you in?
Las Marinas, Cavite.
My wife is Filipina, so I'm obsessed with Filipino food, of course. After a big fight, after training, what is your favorite Filipino food? What is your comfort food that you always want?
Bulalo.
Oh, bulalo. Okay.
Did I get it?
Of course. Ang pabrito ko, sisig at dinugaan.
Dinugaan and sisig? Oh, you don't have uric acid, I think so. they have uric acid?
Yeah.
It's high in uric. That's why sometimes if you eat sisig and dinugaan, the joints are painful, you know?
Yeah. So where'd you grow up in the Philippines?
I grew up in here, in Cavite. But I'm not a native here. I'm native of Davao City.
Of course. Napakaganda.
Bisaya.
So tell me about growing up in the Philippines. What hobbies did you have? Was it always fighting? Was it basketball? What were your hobbies growing up?
I'm a weirdo. I think I just like to fight. I'm a weirdo. I'm not diagnosed of something, but I think I have ADHD. Because if I'm reading about ADHD and shit, every sign and symptoms is, I can identify, that's me, you know. I think I have an ADHD growing up, so I'm kind of weirdo growing up, but I like to fight. I'm always fighting, and yeah, I'm a loner. I always fight, and I get bullied, and I fight. That's what my lifestyle when in elementary and in high school. And in college, I started training martial arts.
I love you tell me that you're this big fighter because you're this badass in the ring, fighting everything, bare knuckles, boxing, MMA, you don't care. But you're also a girl dad. So tell me something, because I know guys with the girl dad, you know, when you have a daughter, they just make you melt. So give me one thing that she makes you do. Does she make you dress up, have tea parties that you're like, bro, I'm the champ. I fight, and yet I'm doing this silly thing with my daughter?
She made me cry.
How so?
If she's in pain, even just a minor pain, I remember that she has she's crying all night because she has toothache.
Okay.
And I'm kind of frustrated because I can't take the pain away, you know. And she's crying all night and I don't like her crying, so I cried with her.
I hate
to admit it, but you know, my daughter makes my heart soft.
Of course she does. Now, I know how important family is, just not to you, but to all Filipinos. Family is the top thing. You had one of the greatest moments ever in the ring when you proposed to your now wife. How did that process happen? Did you know before the fight that you're going to propose? And were you nervous about it?
Yeah, that's a problem. That's the reason I didn't focus a lot in the fight, in my world title defense that night. Because she's right. The girl of my dreams. I'm about to propose to the girl of my dream that night, and I was rushing for the finish, and I got caught. So when I woke up, my uncle told me, "You're still planning to propose after this?" I was like, "Okay, I will still propose." So I told the announcer, like, I know I lost, but can you call my girlfriend? I want to propose.
Wow, how nervous. Were you more nervous doing that than ever having a fight?
I just want to propose because I plan of marrying her right away. That after 4 months, I think we got, and not 4 months, after a year, I think we got married. And yeah, I just want to propose that night. That's my goal. Didn't end up the way I planned it to happen because I was 100% sure I will win that night, but I lost because I got careless, but still I proposed and she said yes, and now we have two daughters and we cannot say that we are always happy. We fight not once in a while, we always fight, but I love it. We still love each other. I still love her I still love her and she still loves me, and I'm still happy that I proposed to that girl.
Champ, how did you guys meet? Because you said you after 4 months you proposed. So how did you guys meet?
I'm kind of shy. I know it's a bad sound in my part, but she's a friend of my ex. I didn't cheat. Like when my ex and I separated like for almost like a year, then I decided to cheat on on her hottest friend. So that's what happened.
And where'd you take her on your first date? Where was your first date with her?
Yeah, she's a simple girl. We just, you know, drove around. It's not a like date kind of plan. Like, hey, I'll bring you to dinner or something like that. I just ask her to for some coffee. Wanna grab some coffee, and drive around the city. And she said yes. So we drove around the city. We went to the Starbucks. We drink coffee in the parking lot, and we talk a lot about life, you know. And she loves dogs. She loves her family. She's family oriented, and we talk a lot of stuff. And I said, this girl is very beautiful, you know. She makes my heart soft and my dick hard, you know. So I was like, I really like this girl. So I started pursuing her, and she kind of liked me as well. So everything works for good. And I said, I was open to her. I was like, I'm not here just to, you know, to make fun, to have fun, and to waste your time. And I look at, if you ever agree to be my girlfriend, I'm looking forward for marriage, because I'm like running 30 that time. I was like, wow. Going 30. I'm straightforward to her. Like, I'm going 30 and I wanna have a family at that age. And I really like you, and you're beautiful. I really like you. You have good family values, and we share the same belief. And I think that's my plan. And she's down. So we're here. They were married for 4 years now.
Congratulations. I know how important the holidays are in the Philippines. Whenever I go there, you guys start setting up for Christmas in like September. Are you getting ready to be Santa Claus to your daughters? Do you love doing that? Do you love the whole Christmas theme with your daughters?
Yeah, man. We celebrate Christmas, and it's a big thing here in the Philippines, especially in our family, because it's our get together. My mom will go here in the Philippines. She is living in Spain now. She's based in Spain.
Okay.
With my sister, but she will go every December. She will go here. It's like a reunion. It's like a reunion for us, and it's a big thing for us. And yeah. Yeah, we don't decorate the house for Christmas, honestly, because we are celebrating Christmas in other house of my grandma. Yeah. So it's their problem to decorate the house.
Now, Champ, I want to talk some fighting now. I know who your father is. You guys didn't have a relationship. You were raised by your mom, your titos, your titas. Were they okay with you wanting to fight for a living? Like, you're like, hey, I want to be a fighter. Were they okay with that?
No, that's the reason I trained late.
Wow.
And I since grade school, I wanna box. I wanna be a pro boxer. But my aunt, everyone in the side of my family are academic excellent, you know. That's their route, you know, the route of everyone.
Okay.
The route of the majority. They like to, my uncle is an engineer, my tita is a doctor, my other uncle is an accountant, you know. They're academically inclined. And it was not like that. And I said, I want to be a pro fighter. They don't want it. So, hey, this, you know, some classic Asian parents who always say that, hey, you want that kind of dream? It's impossible, you know. Just go to the, just go study, be a doctor, be or something, you know. And that's the reason why I trained late. But I was an average of everything. I'm average student. Even I do my best. I'm just an average student. I don't excel in school. I don't fail, but I'm just an average student. Then I followed my heart. When I was in college, I started training. Then that's it. I started fight. After a few months, I started fighting. Then I didn't turn back after that.
Did you feel a lot of pressure with your name, like who you are, who your dad was? Did you feel pressure, like, holy shit, I have to be an awesome fighter too?
Actually, I didn't. I'm not that pressured, but actually, it helped me more. Because it gave me opportunities I don't deserve, you know. Yeah, I'm not that good yet, you know, people. But if they hear that it's a son of Rolando Navarrete, they gave me opportunity, and you know, sometimes I make it, sometimes I break it, but I had a lot of opportunities just because he's my father. So I'm thankful with it.
What fighters did you look up to growing up? You're like, oh, I want to fight like this guy.
In MMA or in boxing?
Both.
Manny Pacquiao.
Of course.
Manny Pacquiao, he inspired me. I'm a big fan of Manny. But in MMA, first, it's Jose Aldo.
Oh, okay. That's a great one.
That's Jose Aldo, and I'm... Now he has some bad reputation, but still, I'm a fan. I think it's Conor McGregor.
He doesn't have the greatest reputation, but he's a good guy to look up to fight-wise. Yeah. Your first pro fight was in 2011. Was MMA big in the Philippines in 2011, or was it just boxing and basketball?
No. Actually, it's not that big now. Until now, it's not that big.
Yeah, which is crazy because there's so many great Filipino MMA guys, UFC guys, and yet it's not that big out there still? Why is that?
Because of boxing and grappling is a rich man's sport here. It's a rich man's sport. Wrestling, only few wrestle and everyone box, you know. And it's in MMA, you should be good in the ground. You should know how to defend takedowns. You know how to fight in the clinch.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just want to strike here because of the boxing culture, etc. And to train BJJ is expensive. You need scholarship. If you are poor, you need scholarship to train in the expensive. And to wrestle, it's very hard to find a good wrestling gym here. So I think that's a problem. But now a lot of gyms are there's a lot of I opened my own gym, and Team Lakaya have their own gym. Edward Fulayang has his own gym now. T-Rex, Zamboanga, the Zamboanga siblings have their own gym now. And
okay.
It's booming now.
Now, champ, you were fighting well out in the Philippines. You're winning. You had a fight in India. And then 2 months later, you're fighting in the UFC in Singapore.
Yeah.
How did you get the phone call? Did you get a phone call like, hey, champ, we want you to come fight in the UFC? Because that's a dream come true. So how'd that happen?
I was like fighting with my friends. and then the next day I have a hangover. Then they told I didn't because I don't have a fight there. So, and I'm not proud of partying, but that's the reality. I partied that night. Then my uncle, my manager called me. Hey, this is the biggest news. UFC just contacted me. They want you to fight for like 8 days notice. 8 days notice against 12-year veteran Alex Caceres.
Yeah,
I was like, okay. So, I prepared for 8 days notice only for against Alex Caceres. That's it.
And you, Dana White had to like what he saw. You were fight of the night. You won fight of the night before. You stay with the UFC for a while. Were you ever nervous? Like, I have to keep fighting well to stay in the UFC so that they don't release me. Is that a lot of pressure?
Yeah, I think I had a bad run in the UFC because, you know, I have like three late notice fights. Like three 10 days notice fights, and yeah, I had something like that. Yeah, but I took every fight they offered. Yes, and yeah, I'm a kind of guy who if I'm a fighter, every time they offer me a fight, I accept it. I accept it.
You went from UFC to Brave to the UAE Warriors? Like, you jumped from like organization to franchise to each other because you just wanted to fight. So whoever offered you a chance to fight, you were going to fight.
Yeah, I just like to fight. And some fighters, they treat fighting like a business.
Yes.
I treat it as a medicine.
That is so crazy, bro. I love it. In 2019, in May, you won your first title. How'd you celebrate that night? You finally get the belt. How do you celebrate?
Because my uncle is a pastor, and we are devoted Christian. We just prayed after the event. We thank God, etc. And then when I arrived home, I celebrated. We like to eat a lot here in the Philippines. That's the way I celebrate. I celebrate my wins. Like, I celebrate with my family and treat them with some good food, etc. And my teammates as well.
You leave the MMA in 2022, and then 2 months later, you're doing bare knuckle fighting. What are you doing? That's like the craziest stuff, bro.
This year, it's here. I think it's easier.
You love it though.
I love bare knuckle more than MMA. I'll be honest.
Why is that?
It's like I was married to a very. It's like getting in a relationship to an average girl. Then you get into a relationship to a celebrity kind of girl. You know. That's my feeling. I think because. Like I said, I wanna be a boxer, right? That's my first dream. Then my parents discouraged me. Then I found MMA at late college, and I said, even I'm not a boxer, I wanna do it because still fighting. So when they offered me bare knuckle boxing, I took it. I retired in MMA and started fighting bare knuckle, and now I'm now number 3 in my weight class in the world rankings in BYP now, and in boxing, like, I'm like number 12 in my weight class, number 12 or number 8, something like that.
I want to ask you a question about bare knuckle training, because I'll watch two boxers spar. You throw the gloves on, you throw the headgear on, and you're sparring. In MMA, UFC, you know, you're grappling, you're wrestling. In bare knuckle fighting, when you're training, you're not training bare knuckles, are you?
No.
Okay, thank God, bro. I was gonna say, champ, I was not letting you have that. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, I still box boxing, but in unified bare knuckle, dirty boxing is allowed. So if we box, we clinch, we hold each other. Okay. I hold my partner in the head. We pommel, you know, we dirty box, etc. That's the thing we do if we spar in bare knuckle, and I also do wrestle because wrestling is a big it wrestling is very important in bare knuckle boxing, especially in dirty boxing. So I also wrestle Greco, and I do a lot of workouts in the knuckle and the wrist, like makiwara training, etc. Lift weights. And makiwara, I hit the makiwara like 3 times a week so that my knuckle will go hard.
Now, aren't you doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu also? Are you trying to become a champion in BJJ as well?
No, I don't like to. I don't know, though. I really don't know. But, like, if I have 4 wives. In MMA, I have 4 wives. The grappling, the wrestling, the boxing, and the striking, right? I think the BJJ is the wives that I don't love that much. But I know I need BJJ, so I'm training BJJ.
Yeah, because didn't you have a fight yesterday?
Yeah, I lost because I lost two points.
Where did you fight? You fought out there in the Philippines?
Yeah, just invitational BJJ match. And BJJ is my thing, but I really need to train it even because I need it. But yeah. I like wrestling more. I like wrestling. I like striking more.
I think I went on your Instagram on my wife's page, and I think you just fight to travel because you've been to some really cool places fighting, haven't you been?
Yeah. I traveled around the world. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I went to Serbia. I'm traveling back and forth to UK. Then I travel also to Guam many times, to Japan, fought in China,
oof.
I fought in Thailand, I fought in Singapore, I fought Kazakhstan, Bahrain, UAE, a lot of places.
When you go to travel, does your wife come and does she enjoy the sightseeing as well?
Yeah, actually she's the one who cornered me in my last fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a Kyokushin champion, so that's why she's a Kyokushin. He's an Asian Nakamura Games silver medalist.
Oh, so you guys both train?
Yeah. She is also two-time Nakamura national champion. So is he really good in Kyokushin Karate?
Wow. Are there any places that you haven't fought yet that you wanna fight in?
Mainland USA. I wanna visit USA and fight there.
And you've never been here? Nakapunta Kanabasa, New York? In there?
Not yet, but I'm fighting in a US-based promotion in bare knuckle. It's BYB. So maybe next year, I'll fight in UK again or in US. I hope so, in US.
That would be awesome. So what's next? When's your next fight?
I have a world title fight against. They offered me world title fight against Diego Nunez in this new organization. They're planning to make it big.
Okay.
And their first organization at their first event will happen in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, and they will fly a lot of ex-UFC fighters, UFC, ex-UFC superstars like Diego Nunez.
Mm-hmm.
I will fight Diego Nunez for the world title in lightweight. So I'll come back after 2 years of being out in MMA, focusing in bare knuckle. Then I'll come back in MMA on February 22.
When is that fight going to be?
February 22.
Oh, my God. Yo, that's crazy. Mentally, how do you prepare from going from like bare knuckles to UFC, MMA, how do you mentally prepare just to train to change your training tactics?
Yeah, now because I was like focusing in bare knuckle for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to bring back my grappling and my wrestling and my MMA. I'm just trying to get it back, but at the end of the day, I will still maybe try to strike with Diego because he's a striker.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure if ever he took me down, I can stand up. But for sure, I will try to knock him out. That's the game plan.
Two more things. One, who's planning these fights for you? Who puts these calls together? Like, your name's heavy. People know who you are. But this is like a new organization. Do you reach out to them? Do they reach out to you? Like, hey, champ, Ronaldo, we have a fight for you. How does that work?
They messaged me and they told me if I want to come back and fight Diego Nunez. And they offered me a money. They asked for my purse, and I told them this is what my last purse in MMA. And they said it's quiet because this will be my first event. Can we pay you like this? But we will get a lot of your fighters, a lot of your teammates. That's inspiring me because they said they will help my fighters as well, my teammates as well. So
that's great.
Yes, because I can open doors for my fighters. That's the reason I accepted the fight, because I want to help my team as well.
Bro, this has been – I'm excited to see what's next for you. Let's keep in touch, and let's see if I can say it right. Dapat makita tayo noong when I visit the Philippines. We'll hang out.
Sige. Magkita tayo pag pumunta ka dito.
Salamat
po. Balitaan mo lang ako. Yeah, like, they said that.
Yes. Listen, yo, champ, this was a blast. I've been waiting to have you on. I've always been a fan of your fighting style, everything you did. This was super cool. And to make a name for yourself, to win the titles, dude, this is awesome. I'm very excited to see what's next, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Champ, I'll see you later, brother.
God bless, brother.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bro.
When you're part of a military family, you understand sacrifice and support. At American Public University, we honor your dedication by extending our military tuition savings to your extended family. Parents, spouses, legal partners, siblings, and dependents all qualify for APU's preferred military rate of just $250 per credit hour for undergraduate and master's level programs. American Public University. Value for the whole family. Learn more at apu.apus.edu/military.